How are we doing, everybody? It's Fantasy Football Across the Pond with Mike Coker. I haven't put up any content lately, but just been busy with work and other things. I'm trying to figure out a normal schedule to post content and whatnot. But just finished up the first week of the Fantasy Playoffs. Fortunately, I'm still in there with both my teams. I had a bye with the one seed in my PPR league. And then in my standard league, I won a close one there. It's pretty cool, actually, because in that league, three of the teams in my division are in the final four there. So, like, our division just kicked ass. And actually, the fourth member, like, almost snuck in there as well, into the top six. So that would have been pretty crazy to have our whole division in there. But I won a close one. I was really having a shit Sunday. Who'd I have? I had Doug Martin, Jay Ajayi. Okay, Doug Martin saved his day with that early touchdown. But, pretty pedestrian outings from them. I mean, Jay Ajayi got good usage, but they weren't using him so much. I'm hoping with Nick Foles in there now, they rely on the run game a bit more. And his usage in reps as far as the pecking order, if you will, of the running backs, his usage has increased in that sense. So I'm hoping this next week he kind of takes over that lead job. And then I had Mike Evans and Josh Gordon. Okay, Gordon, he's improving every game since his return. So I was really glad that he showed out and had a touchdown. And Mike Evans, I don't know what the fuck is up with him. The dude is just like in no man's land. They're not throwing him the ball. You know, he's not getting open, hasn't scored a touchdown since like week 7, I believe, like just brutal. And this is a time when you really need him the most. You know, this is when you need your high draft pick to pull through, and he's just been abysmal. Like going into this week 15, I'm almost considering like leaving him on my bench. Like, I don't know if I can trust him. Okay, divisional matchup with Atlanta, you kind of have to play him, I feel like, but I'm going to definitely think about it. And then I had Cameron Brate, also didn't do shit. And then Jameson Crowder. That was a bit foolish on my part to play him against the Chargers, but I just, again, thought with his volume he would have done something. But and then I had the Jake Elliott, the Eagles kicker. He had a big day. And then the Eagles defense, like, almost destroyed any chances I had, and then they had two late turnovers and then that score at the end, so they pulled out 8 points and that kind of saved their day. And then I had Big Ben fucking almost dropped 30 on the Ravens there, threw for over 500 yards, two touchdowns. Just, I mean, he was my savior there. And then I was up by like 12 with the Pats D to go on the other team, and I was a little nervous the Dolphins were just gonna blow one and Cutler was gonna have like three or four picks. You know, he's either like good enough or like terrible, and I was kind of afraid. It had a feeling of like a Dolphins bust, and they like had the big one of the, that's for sure, one of the biggest upsets of the year. Just totally dominated the game. Okay, they're at home, but like primetime game, Tom Brady normally shows up, divisional game nonetheless, and they just kicked ass. So I ended up holding on there, advancing to the next round, and I got to face the number one seed. But I made some pretty smart moves. I picked up Aaron Rodgers last week. It looks like he's gonna play, so it's actually a hard decision between Big Ben and Aaron Rodgers this week. I really don't know who to play. I guess if, you know, I picked up Rodgers for this exact move, so I think I'm going to play him, and they're trying to make a playoff push there, so I think he has a big game, even against Carolina's defense there, and they've shown to be beatable. I mean, Case Keenum still had a good outing against them last week, so they don't really scare you so much, but, oh man, I really do want to play Ben again, in good matchup against New England secondary, who just got lit up by Jay Cutler, so tough call, but I think I'm going to roll Rodgers. You know, I picked him up for this reason, and he's going to show his worth here. But I don't know. But then it's, I don't want to keep dwelling on this, but also, like, Jamal Williams kind of had a, he's been kind of breaking out these last few games. So tough call there, but I think I'm going to roll out Rodgers. Yeah. So sorry for that weird transition there, but just kind of lost in thought there, thinking about the Rodgers-Roethlisberger debacle. But yeah, I think I'm going to roll out Rodgers. I picked him off to make a playoff push here. And the team, they're trying to make the playoffs themselves, so you figure he's going to be gunslinging. So yeah, roll out Rodgers this week. Also, an interesting pickup, considering all that, is Randall Cobb. You know, he's been pretty much a non-factor with Hundley in there, but I think with Rodgers back, he's going to be spreading it out to everybody, and you just never know. You know, Cobbry, he'll either have a quiet game, you know, a couple catches, or he'll go off for a couple touchdowns. You know, it's the playoffs. You have to make a bit of risky plays like that. So he's an interesting add. And then just kind of wanted to go back to the Bucks backfield. I have Doug Martin, and I was thinking about playing him this next week, but I just can't really trust him. You figure after that fumble he had, Peyton Barber took over in that second half and he was rolling down the field. He should have had two touchdowns there. They should have handed it off to him in the end zone, but kind of robbed him there. But he was just really running well, and I figure it's either a timeshare 50-50 or he takes over next week. It's just too a little bit too mucky of a situation to predict. What else? Some streamers for this next week. Jimmy Garoppolo, he's interesting. He's been playing better and better. And then like his matchup with Tennessee, their run defense is pretty solid, but secondary doesn't scare you too much. So Jimmy G is an interesting streamer. Then you got Jared Goff. Actually, I've been starting him the past few weeks, and he's been really great. And pretty good game against the Eagles. A little unlucky there with his turnovers at the end, but the Seahawks matchup doesn't scare you so much. And the Jags just were able to throw and score against him. So Goff is actually, he could play again this week too. I think divisional game, I think he puts up some numbers there. I guess Flacco, man. Sacco Flacco. But I just can't really trust him. But I will say they have been playing well, putting up a lot of points. Alex Collins is really just carrying that team. He's running the ball well and opening up the throwing lanes for Flacco, but I just really can't trust Joe Flacco, man. Deshaun Kizer, a bit the same, and you don't like the matchup this week. You know, he's got a pretty high floor with the running, and, you know, with Josh Gordon, Corey Coleman back, he's throwing well, but you don't like the matchup with the Ravens, even with Jimmy Smith out. There's still a tough defense. So that's risky, but you can get away with it for sure. Trying to think what else. Yeah, I think Juju you can plug back in there as a good solid flex play. He missed last week and then didn't do much against the Bengals, but I think that was more of game script. You know, it was a heavy Le'Veon Bell and AB game, and Martavis was a bit involved, but I think Juju gets back in there this week. So, and against a weak New England secondary who just got torched by the Dolphins, so I kind of want as much of this team as I can get right now. The Steelers are hot. Rod Smith, he's another interesting running back play. The only thing is, a bit of a fluky game again. It's Alfred Morris's job to lose, and okay, Rod Smith has been producing, but he's just kind of a big play guy. You know, he's not getting the volume of carries you'd like to see, and I think he's just getting a little bit lucky with his big play ability. And this is most likely, you know, his last week of involvement as far as fantasy relevance goes, with Zeke coming back next week. So I don't like the pickup, especially if you have to drop somebody to scoop him up. But anyways, I'm going to do another weekend show, preview the games, and discuss some more interesting plays. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys later. Cheers.